go a little longer and finish it.
Maybe also tomorrow morning, since we have the projector now working, I could show you a little what the manuscripts look like. Just a little peek at the Bhagavad Gita manuscripts, so you'll see what it is that's behind these books. We'll just take a little peek at that, yes?
Maharaj, are you able to show text all 34?
I can show any text you want to look at.
Maharaj, you say you want to show on
the... Anything you want to look at, I'll show you. Bring your questions. What's this? What's that? We will have the manuscript with us, ready for projection, and we can look at anything you'd like. Do we have a word from our sponsor? Okay. So that's what we'll do. We'll finish Bhagavad Gita, Krishna permitting, this afternoon, and then tomorrow we'll look at manuscripts and we'll conclude Kirtan report. And let us chant chapter 9 now. After all that demonology, we could probably use some good, strong chanting here. Yeah, demonology. Ready? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Idam Tu Te Guhyatamam Pravakshyam Yanasuyabe Gyanam Vigyana Sahitam Yajgatva Mokshase Shubhat Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Prajaksha Bhagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartum Avyayam Ashradhana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani mayatatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastataha nacham matstani bhutani pashyame yogamaishadam bhuta brinna cha bhutasto mamatma bhuta pavanaha Yata kasha stito nityam vayu sarvatra go mahan tata sarvani bhutani matstani pyupataraya sarva bhutani kaunteya prakritim yanti manikam kopakshaye punastani kopado visrajamyaham prakritim swama vashtavya visrajami punapunaha Bhuta gramam imam krishnam avasham prakriter vashat Vachamam tani karmani nibadhanti dhananjaya Udasina vadasinam asaktam teshu karmasu Maya jakshena prakriti suyate satracharam Hetunanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate Avajananti mamudha Manushim tanamashvatam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram mokasha mokha karmano mokha gyana vichetasaha rakshasima sarim chaiva prakritim mohinim shrataha mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritim ashrataha vajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutarim avyayam Satatam Tirthayanto Mam Yatanchascha Drita Vrataha Namajyanchascha Mam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upasate Jnana Yajnana Chapyanye Yajanto Mam Upasate Ekatrena Pratatrena Bahudha Vishvato Mukham Aham Kratur Aham Yajya Sadhaham Mahamoshatam Mantroham Mevajam Aham Agnir Aham Hutam Pitaham Asya Jagato Mata Tata Pitamaha Vedyam Pavitram Omkara Riksama Yajurevacha Karta Prabhu Sakshi Vibhasa Sharanam Surhit Prabhava Pralayastanam Nidhanam Bijam Avyayam Tathamyaham Maham Varsham Nigranam Yutsrajami Cha Amritam Chaiva Mrityuscha Sadasachcha Hamarjana Sai Vidyamam Soma Paputa Papa Yajyarishvas Vargatim Karthayante Te Punyamasadya Surendra Lokam Ashnanti Divyan Divideva Bhogan Te Tambukvas Vargalokam Vishalam Shine Punye Martyalokam Vishanti Evam Traitarma Manu Prabhanna Agatam Kama Kama Labhante Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Ye Jana Paryupasate Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham Ye Janya Devata Bhakta Yajante Shatayandita Te Vimam Eva Kanteya Yajantya Vitipurvakam Aham Hi Sarva Yajyanam Bhakta Cha Prabhureva Cha Natu Mama Vijananti Tatvena Tasyavanti Te Yanti Deva Vrata Devan Vitrinyanti Pritrivata Utani Yanti Uteja Yanti Madhyajano Vimam Atram Pushpam Padam Toyam Yom Bhaktya Prayashtati Tadaham Bhakti Paratam Ashnami Prayatmanaha Yat Karoshi Yadashnasi Yat Shuhoshi Dadasi Yat Yat Tapasati Kaunteya Tat Karusha Manarpanam Shubha Shubha Palai Revam Moksha Se Karma Vandanai Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma Vimukto Mam Upaishasi Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Name Dveshosti Napriyaha Ye Bhajanti Tumam Bhaktya Mayi Te Te Suchapyaham Apiche Sudaracharo Bhajate Mam Aranyabhak Sadhureva Samantavya Samyak Yavasito Hisaha Shripram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvashchantim Nigashchati Kaunteya Pradijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashchati Mami Partha Vyapashritya Ye Pityu Papayonayaha Sriyo Vaishas Tathashudras Te Piyanti Paramkatim Kim Punar Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajarshayastata Anityam Masukam Lokam Imam Papya Vajaspamam Manmana Pavamad Bhakto Madhyadi Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaishasi Yutvaivam Atmanam Matparayanaha Om Tat Saditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Raja Guhyan Yoga Nama Navamodhyayaha As we discussed yesterday, although Krishna is equal to everyone, he's especially inclined to his devotees. The Lord says that they're in me and I'm in them. They don't know anyone else but me, so I don't know anyone else but them. The others, the Lord is equally disposed toward, but he has such an intimate relationship with his devotees that he always favors his devotees. We also read that the Lord asked Arjuna to declare, in case his own word might not be believed, that the devotee is never vanquished, and that even if he performs the most abominable activities, he still has to be considered a sadhu. He still has to be considered a sadhu And therefore, sadhu ninda, denigration or vilification of a person who's convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that one should serve him, should never be indulged in by someone who wants to make advancement in the devotional service of the Lord. Now, further Krishna says about such a person who has been deviated. His material life and spiritual life were supposed to go parallel, but something crossed. His material and spiritual life were at cross purposes, and so he's fallen into some abominable activity. But Krishna says, Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. He very quickly comes to the right standard, becomes righteous, dharmatma. And shashvat chantim nigacchati. He comes to the platform of perfect peace. And kontiya pratijanihi name bhakta pranishi. You declare it, Arjuna. My devotee is never vanquished. We see that in the many instances where some devotee has fallen. Ajamil is one example. Simply by svalpam apyasya dharmasya, little good fortune that in his youth he worshipped the Lord and he named his son Narayan, and that saved him from the greatest danger. So, and there are many other examples where some devotee has done something very wrong, but he realizes, oh, I've done the wrong thing. And he quickly comes back to the standard. Prabhupada indicates, if he doesn't come back to the standard, then he shouldn't be considered a very high devotee. Not that anyone can do any mischief, and we still think, oh, he's the most fit, most capable. That we should note. One who's engaged in mischievous activities cannot become a devotee of the Lord. Because he's following the purifying process, either he won't fall down, or if he falls into some abominable activity, he'll quickly come back. And we see that sometimes, that our devotees, they make some mistake, they do something very wrong, but then after some short time, you see they're nicely serving, they're very regretful about their mistakes, and they remain pure. Any question about this? Yes.
What about Kali Chelas?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that I take this verse and I say, well, Krishna says, you know, that even if you do the most abominable activities, so I might as well do the most abominable activities. And still, I'm saintly, you know.
Lord, what makes the person become righteous?
That he has Krishna, his dedication to Krishna. That's above everything else. We look at, you know, his standards, his following, strict this, that. But the ultimate thing is how he has Krishna fixed in his heart. He has this determination. I must serve Krishna. Serving Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. I have to do that despite all of my shortcomings. Even if I fail, I have to pick myself up and try again. He doesn't have some idea, well, you know, I served Krishna, but I really didn't like serving Krishna. It didn't really work out for me. So I'm going to try Durga now, you know. Maybe that's going to work better. Or I'm going to do something else. Or I'm just going to forget it, you know. I might as well just become no. He can't get Krishna out of his heart. That's mentioned in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that even if he falls down, apak bhota, patet yado tato yadi, even if he falls down, he tried, he fell, but he's not like the ordinary person who never tried. Krishna sees this person made the attempt. He was sincerely trying to reach me. He got knocked down. But he's not like the ordinary man. So Krishna helps him. But gradually, what is that in the Aneka Janma Sang Siddha? Even if it takes many births, finally he'll come to the point. Finally he'll come to the right point. We know some of us, Prabhupada's disciples, you know, from our background, we just have some terrible things in our life. You know, we weren't brought up in the most pious circumstances. Our habits before we came were not the ideal that you'd want for someone you'd want to be associated with. Some of us have mental problems, some of us have bad habits, some of us have this, some of us have that. But you see that where the person is just stuck on devotional service, even if he has some bad habit or he has this or he has that, he can't give up serving. Even if he tries. You know, some people, they've tried to give it up, tried to forget Krishna, and Krishna hasn't let them do it. Krishna's grabbed them back. So it's that conviction. That's what Krishna says. Samyak vyavasito hisa. He has that determination that I must serve Krishna. Even if he made some mistake, even if he did something abominable. But he didn't think, well, let me just give up Krishna. He wants to serve Krishna somehow or other. And therefore Krishna says, you don't consider him like an ordinary person. We're so moral, we're so righteous that we dump these people who've dedicated their lives to Krishna. No, you can't. Now, it doesn't mean, again, that we can, in the name of Krishna consciousness, we just become a society of lowlifes. That's also not acceptable. And it's also not that out of sentimentality, you just let anything go and you don't protect your people against polluting influences. That's also not the idea. So Krishna consciousness requires discrimination. Krishna consciousness, first of all, requires that you know the science of Krishna. It's not enough to be a good administrator. It's not enough to have good management skills. It's not enough to be a good moral upstanding person. You have to know the science of Krishna. The basis of Krishna consciousness is the science of Krishna. It's not morality. It's not law. It's not competence. It's not anything other than dedication to Krishna and knowing the science of Krishna. That's what it is. Then on top of that, if you're a good manager, if you're moral and righteous, if you're a good speaker, if you're a good chanter, if you're a good fighter, if you're good whatever you are, that is wonderful. But if you're not Krishna conscious, then the whole thing is shrameva bhikkhavam. It's a waste of time. So the first thing we have to do is understand the science of Krishna and implement the science of Krishna in our life. And on the basis of principle, these principles, we act. Not on the basis of Judeo-Christian morality, not on the basis of American or British jurisprudence, not on the basis of sentimentality, either one way or the other way, not on the basis of anything except the principles of Krishna consciousness. And that requires dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajaniyena gata sapanta. One has to serve a pure devotee of Krishna and understand from him what Krishna consciousness is. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena. So in this way, then on the principles of Krishna consciousness, the principles of dharma, dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam. One has to know what the tattva is, what the principles are, what the truth is. Well, those principles are given here in Bhagavad Gita and they're given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And one should know what those principles are and act accordingly. That's the basis of our Krishna consciousness movement. Yes?
Question from verse 30.
Hmm?
Ananya Bhak.
Yes.
And yesterday's, you read from Surrender Unto Me, quotations from Sridhar Swami. So, I'm unable to understand those quotations based on Ananya Bhak. Ananya Bhak is without deviation.
How can it be without deviation at the same time? Sudarachar. Sudarachar means terrible behavior. Isn't that a deviation? So undeviated means he stuck to Krishna. Even if he did something sinful, he can't think otherwise than I'm a servant of Krishna, I have to become. So quickly, what have I done? That's the point. That's the point. That somehow he thinks I have to serve Krishna. Even if I've blown it, even if I've done this terrible thing, I have to come back to the standard and be in the association of devotees and serve Krishna and serve the devotees. That's what you're talking
about. And in that commentary it is said, even if the person doesn't realize this till the end of the life, yet the Lord saves them.
Yeah, even that's said. So we have to be very careful. We look and say, oh, this person's completely, gone. I was thinking that yesterday about a person. The person is nuts. I mean, frankly, this person is bonkers. He's nuts, he's crazy, he's wild, he's capable of being vicious, he's untruthful in the extreme. He's a reservoir of good qualities, this guy. But he does want to serve Krishna. That's what he wants to do. So that credit has to be seen. That, despite all of his serious, serious problems, for which he should probably be institutionalized, either in a hospital or a prison, still, he really just wants to serve Krishna. So what do you have to say? We'll have to say, wow, he's not just an ordinary idiot. He's a special idiot. he's Krishna's idiot, somehow or other. That makes him special. We say special person, but this is really special. To be somehow or other unwilling to give up the service of Krishna, that is a great qualification. To be a moral person, to be a kind person, to be a truthful person, to be an understanding person, to be a godly person, have all these good qualities is very good. But Harava Bhaktasya Kutal Mahatma, if you're not devoted to Krishna, ultimately these things are useless. They're like a decoration of a dead body. And even if you have apparently bad qualities, if you're dedicated to Krishna, that has special value. It's not the same. The person is just not the same. That we have to see. And what to speak of a person who actually, he was showing the good qualities, he blew it, and then he came back again and resumed where he left off. If we think that person is just, an ordinary fallen soul, we are really missing the philosophy. Okay? Yes?
I just reminded myself this Svarupa Lakshana and Dattashta Lakshana. I heard that Svarupa Lakshana is like I am servant of Krishna, and Dattashta Lakshana, like these ornamental qualities.
Yeah. The main thing that makes a person a devotee is not how kind he is, not how joyful he is, not how this or that. It's how he's dedicated to Krishna. That's the main thing. And then those other things we want to see. But the main thing is how he's dedicated to Krishna. And if he doesn't have that, then we don't care what a good singer he is, what a good writer he is, what a good speaker he is, what a kind person he is, how capable he is. Without Krishna consciousness, doesn't make it. Yes?
Maharaj, can we try to relate the chapter 2, text number 40, Neha Bikrama Nashosti?
Yeah. Neha Bikrama Nashosti Pratyavaya Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya. Even a person does little Krishna Jamil, that a little Krishna consciousness had saved him from the greatest dangers. Yeah, sure, it's linked. Definitely.
Maharaj?
Yes?
Can you tell about this Kshipram word?
Kshipram, quickly, huh?
Yeah. Is it from Krishna's perspective?
It's interesting, because quickly you'd expect it to be, well, you know, within days or within weeks at least. And, you know, now 2 months have gone by, forget it, you know. Krishna says, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma, and it's been two months already, and we haven't seen any improvement. But Sridhar Swami is so, we were reading yesterday, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is quoting, that even if his whole life he doesn't come back, then next life he comes back. From a cosmic point of view, that's pretty quick too.
Less than 3 seconds.
Yeah, less than 3 seconds. So again, it doesn't mean that we're so sentimental that we just let anything go and the society goes haywire or just becomes a haven for people who want to do mischief. We have to be discriminating. But we should understand this principle very well. If we don't understand the principle and we just act on our own feelings, what will be the result? That comes at the end of the 16th chapter. We didn't discuss this. But nasa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramita. If one doesn't follow the shastric injunctions and he just goes by how he feels, he won't attain perfection, he won't become happy, and he won't go back to Godhead. Tasmat shastra pramanante, karya vyavastita. Therefore, one has to know what to do and what not to do by shastra pramana, by the evidence of the shastra. Shastra gyatva vidhanoktam karma karta viharati. Any more questions here? Mam hi partha vyapashritya yepi syu papayoniyaha. Striyo vaishas tata shudras tepi yanti param gatim. Here Krishna is being very liberal. In traditional Vedic rites, there are so many people who are barred. The shudras can't take part in these things. It's for the pious Brahmins. The kshatriyas can sponsor the sacrifices. The women can have their limited role. But Krishna says, in a revolutionary sort of way, everybody can come to me. Anyone can take shelter of me, vyapashritya, and anyone can attain my abode, yanti param gatim. Who does that include? Papayoni, those who are born in a low situation, striya, women, vaisha, shudra, all of them. They can all come back, go back to Godhead. No bar. Nobody's born into a situation where, no, you can't become, you can't take shelter of Krishna, you can't go back to Godhead. Doesn't matter. Krishna's for everyone. And he's inviting everyone and declaring emphatically that everyone can go back to Godhead. And especially by the chanting of the holy name. We read in third canto, the person chanting the holy name, even if he's a person who would pollute a sacrifice by his very presence, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he becomes eligible to perform the sacrifice, to be the person who's the leader of the sacrifice. Aho bhata swapacho to guriyan yas jivagre bhartate namatubhyam. He's done everything pious because he's chanting the holy name. So one simply has to take shelter of Krishna and the holy name of Krishna, and it doesn't matter what his background is, where he's coming from, what part of the world, what family, what he is. Tepiyanti Paramgatim. I should also point out, lately there's been some criticism from Srila Narayan Maharaj, who says that this verse is wrongly edited. That Papayoni, born of a low family, doesn't include the stri and the vaisha and the shudra. It's a separate category. That there's papayoni and there's stri and there's shudra and there's vaishas. And that's what the verse should say. And he's right. Actually, he's right.
The outside Varnashrama personalities.
Yeah, the commentators gloss Papa Yoni as Kirata Hunandra Palinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumbhaya Nakashadaya. They're Papa Yoni. So, as far as what the commentators say about this verse, actually he's right. And if you look at the original manuscript also, it's not, it's sufficiently open that we don't have to insist on this way of editing it. That it can be edited. Stri separately, Vaisha separately, Papa Yoni separately, that can all be justified. So he is right. Now one may ask, of course, then why wasn't it fixed when we went over Bhagavad Gita as it is? And there are several reasons. One is I didn't look at it and say, oh, this needs to be fixed. Didn't stand out, jump out off the page as needing to be fixed. Another is that this reading, that Papa Yoni includes Stri, Vaisha, Shudra, and so on, is supported elsewhere by Srila Prabhupada. If someone is saying, if Srila Narayana Maharaj or anyone else is saying that Srila Prabhupada couldn't have said that, there's a tension between such a statement and recorded, reliably recorded statements made by Srila Prabhupada. I think recorded to the extent of being on tape. We have several places, it's in other books, it's in lectures, where Prabhupada explains Papa Yoni as including Stri, Vaisha, and Shudra. So it puts us in an interesting situation where on the one side, well, the manuscript doesn't really require or perhaps even justify this editing. On the other hand, this is what was there in Prabhupada's time. And furthermore, Prabhupada has explained the term this way. So it leaves it open as an interesting question what the editors ought to do or what the publishers ought to do about this verse. And of course, I've even seen criticism that, you know, the second edition is terrible because of the way it deals with this verse, which is really an interesting criticism since the verse is word for word and punctuation mark for punctuation mark exactly the same as the first edition. Yeah. And some of the same people who are enraged about changes and insist on no change absolutely are convinced that we have to do something about this verse. So, you know the story about the man and the boy and the horse? You know the story? I'll tell it so not everyone knows it. There was a man and a boy and a horse, and the man and the boy came riding into town on the horse, and the people started criticizing. The poor horse has to carry both the man and the boy. So they took the criticism to heart, and when they came to the next town, the man was riding and the boy was walking next to the horse, and people began criticizing that this mean man is riding and making the boy walk. So they took the criticism to heart, and when they came to the next town, the boy was on the horse and the man was walking. And people said, just see, you know, what is this? That the boy is riding and the man has to walk? You know, where's the sense of propriety? Where's the sense of proper conduct? So the next time they came to the village and they both walked along with the horse. And people said, what stupid fools they are. They have a horse and they're walking.
These people, some people.
Luckily, they didn't carry the horse on them.
Yeah, that would have been the next thing, to carry the horse into town. So this point is very strong, that the pure devotee of the Lord, that the process of devotional service is so strong that the pure devotee of the Lord can enable people of all the lower classes to attain the highest perfection of life. And that's Lord Chaitanya's movement, following Krishna's strong assertion that anyone from any part of the world, any situation in life, can take to this process of devotional service, take shelter of Krishna, and go back home, back to Godhead. Then Krishna says, Kim punar brahmana punya bhakta rajarshiyastata anityam asukam lokam imam bhrapya bhajasvamam. Still, it's to be noted that the brahmana punya, the pious Brahmins, and the rajarshis, and bhakta, persons born in a family of devotees, they're very special. They have an advantage. They have an advantage. Anyone can come to Krishna, but if you're born in a pious Brahmin family, isn't that an advantage? If you're born in a family of saintly kings, isn't that an advantage? If you're born in a family of devotees, isn't that an advantage? To have good samskaras, fortunate association, good upbringing. Well, even the papayonis, even the striya, sudra, tata, vaisha, they can all go back to God. So what to speak? Kim punar means what to speak. What again of these people? You know, if even a guy from the slums can become a high court judge, what to speak of the son of a high court judge? If even an uneducated villager can become a doctor, what to speak of a person who's born into a family of doctors? So Arjuna is a descendant of the great royal family and a family of devotees. So certainly such fortunate persons should serve Krishna. Or Prabhupada used to quote Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bharata Bhumite Manusha Janma Hai Lojar. Janma Sartak Kari Para Upakar. Why? Because India is Punya Bhumi. It's the place meant for spiritual life. It's very suitable, very fortunate place for spiritual advancement. So many holy places are here, so many holy rivers are here, so many great devotees have appeared here. Krishna performed so many pastimes and so many incarnations here. Culture, even in its deteriorated state, has so much that's conducive to Krishna consciousness.
Also, knowingly or unknowingly, here everybody takes Krishna's name all the time.
Yeah, you know, the when Narasimha Rao was running for office, you'd always read Narasimha Rao, Narasimha Rao.
Film star is Govinda.
Film star is Govinda.
Servant is Murli.
The servant is Murli. So everybody's chanting the holy name of the Lord so often. So it's such a fortunate place. Even Prabhupada gave the example. We were on a morning walk in Vrindavan. I was there. And we were walking through a field near the temple. And a batch of devotees in Prabhupada, morning walk. And the farmer came out. This farmer was, you know, those people who wear gray cloth, which is permanently gray. Yeah. And their hands are like, you know, the way these tree bark is. You know, they work hard and their hands are all calluses. And stubble, and you know, real dirt farmer, real simple village kind of person. He saw the devotees in Prabhupada. He offered dandavats, and in Hindi he said, "It's our good fortune that you've come here to bless our field." He said, "Actually, it's Krishna's field, but and we're so fortunate that you've come." And that's a farmer. Prabhupada said in America he would have come with his gun.
Nice.
So Bharata Bhumite, Bhumite Manushya Janma. Anyone who's taken birth as a human being, he's got so much advantage if he's taken a human birth in Bharatvarsha. So Janma Sarthakur, he should make his life successful, and Karaparupakar, he should preach everywhere. And those who are born in Brahmin families, what to speak of them? Or those who've been born in devotee families, what to speak of them? What's elsewhere Krishna said? Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashtavitayate. They must have performed devotional service in their previous lives. They didn't finish it. But now they've taken birth again. Either in a Vaishya family, or in a Brahmin family, or in a family of devotees. So anyone who's got a birth in Bharatvarsha, a birth in society of devotees, they should take advantage. Krishna says, what to speak of them? If even the low-class papayoni and uncivilized people can take shelter of me and go back to Godhead, what to speak of the people who have all the advantages? That's the point here. Any question? Manmana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru mam ivaishasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayana. This comes twice in Bhagavad Gita, practically the same verse. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad yaji mam namaskuru. Manmana, one should think of Krishna. Bhava mad bhakta, one should become Krishna's devotee. Madhyaji, worship Krishna. Offer obeisances to Krishna. Anyone can offer obeisances to Krishna. Anyone can worship Krishna. Patram, pushpam, palam, toyam. Can offer any simple little thing, from leaf or fruit, flower, water. And evaishasi, yuktva, being engaged in devotional service, he'll come to Krishna. Matparayana. Parayana means? Yeah, somebody who's... Parayana means after something. Narayana Parayana means attached to Narayan. Or Stri Parayana means he's really into women. So, Matparayana. His goal of life is Krishna. Madgata Prana. His goal of life is Krishna. So such a person, being devoted to Krishna, he'll go back to Krishna. That's the conclusion of this chapter. And again, the same verse, nearly the same verse, will come at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. There are two editorial notes here. One is that in the first edition, there was one thing missing in the translation. Become my devotee. So, simply wasn't there. And I don't think I have to make an argument from that, one can understand. The second editorial note is, you'll read in the purport, it's stated in the Kurma Purana, as quoted by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, in his Anubhasha comments on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Deha dehi vipedo yam nesre vidyate kvachit. There's no difference in Krishna between himself and his body. But because the commentators do not know the science of Krishna, they divide his personality from his mind or from his body. Although this is sheer ignorance of the science of Krishna, some men make profit out of misleading people. Srila Prabhupada had a particular... what's the word? Displeasure isn't strong enough. Outrage is probably good. Particular outrage with one prominent commentator on Bhagavad Gita, a big Indian politician, who comments on this verse by saying that it's not to Krishna that we have to surrender, but to the unborn, unmanifested something-something within Krishna. So after this Bhagavad Gita was already published and Srila Prabhupada was working on Chaitanya Charitamrita, he wrote to me personally and told me, put this in. You know, put this in his eye also. He wrote to me personally and instructed me to put this verse in. Any questions?
Did you on purpose skip the sentence, this means that there is no difference?
No, I just left out this means. Editors always want to make everything shorter, you know. Yes.
Question, you mentioned that there is two times almost same shloka, so what is the actually, but last verse is slightly different. What is the difference coming like philosophically or there is?
I don't see much difference. Mami Vaishasi Satyam Te Pratijane Priyosi Me. Only you can add that at the end there's this special sweetness that Krishna promises Arjuna, you're very dear to me, so you'll come to me. Here it's the principle, if you're always after me, you'll come to me. And there it's made even sweeter, that you're very dear to me, so I'll take care of you. Some other question? Okay. So that means that we've concluded our study of the first nine chapters of Bhagavad Gita, bringing us from the very beginning, from Arjuna's bewilderment, up through his instruction on the eternality of the soul, the difference between matter and spirit, instructions about prescribed duties, instructions about how to be freed from sinful life by being always engaged in devotional service, instructions about the yoga system and Krishna as being the goal of yoga, instructions about transcendental knowledge and its value and how to obtain it, about Krishna and his different energies, material and spiritual, about how to absorb oneself in remembering Krishna so that at the time of death one can go back to Godhead, and more confidential knowledge about the importance of devotional service and the value of devotional service. And this will be continued up through chapter 12. The focus will be on devotional service. But in fact, in every chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the conclusion is devotional service to the Lord. You had a question, Abhishek?
In chapter 2, between verses 64 to 72, there's a question in the student's handbook. Explain the night and day analogy. There I could find the night analogy, but the day analogy I couldn't find. So 64 to 72. Chapter 2.
Verse 69. Yana Shah Sarvabhutana.
Explain the night and day analogy. What's the day analogy that I couldn't get?
What's the day analogy? Well, for the Krishna conscious person, like what's day for us? What's day for you?
Doing temple activities and doing service, seva.
Right. And for the materialist, what is that?
Ignorance.
Yeah. This poor idiot is wasting his life. So for you, it's day. And for him, it's night. And what he thinks is day, you know, going out there and making it and really, you know, crashing through and, you know, and showing Susie everything he can do, and you know, he's a real man. We look at it and say, this guy's, you know, he's dreaming.
So then from Krishna conscious perspective, it's only night in a karmi's life. Non-devotee's life.
Yeah.
So what is day in their life then?
What is day in their life? For them, their day is
day and night both.
Well, yeah, they think but especially, you know, the day is just beginning when you can enjoy or when you can profit. But we see that it's, you know, so that's their day, but for us it's night. And their night, chanting Hare Krishna, that's day for us. For them, that's like, even literally, what's night for them? 3 o'clock in the morning. What's day for us? 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, what's day for them? You know, 9 o'clock, they're just getting started. 9 o'clock p.m., of course. 9 o'clock, they're just getting rolling, you know? They're going to go till 12, 1. You know, even on an ordinary day, 9 o'clock, you know, the good stuff is just just starting on television. They're going to go till 11:30, 12, 12:30. And on the weekends, you know. And on Sunday, they're so happy that they can sleep till 11:30 in the morning. Maybe they'll take their breakfast while they're still in bed. You know, so just the opposite. What for us is literally day is for them literally night. Just the opposite. What they think is up, we think is down. What we think is up, they think is down.
Our value system is often up there.
Excuse me?
Our value systems are...
Yeah, the whole thing is... Yeah, exactly. Just
them,
the opposite.
For them, abortion is day.
Yeah, what they think is white. You know, they're the white knights coming in and saving these poor girls from pregnancy by killing their kid. You know, we think that's night. They think it's day.
They think death penalty is barbarism.
Death penalty, we think it's very good. You know, they think it's some sentimental, religious, crazy idea, you know, that there's some God who created the universe. That's like night for them. You know, it comes from the dark ages. Yeah, the diet, you know. They think, oh, these poor people, they're just living on turnips. And we look at them and say, my God, they're living on corpses. So, you know, everything that they think, not everything, but, you know, so many ways, what they think is wonderful. We look at it and say, oh, my God. And what we think is wonderful, they look at it and say, oh, tapasya. You know, they look at that. What's tapasya? Self-torture. Denying yourself everything good. And, you know, what kind of life is that? Denying yourself the natural happiness that God gives you. And we look at what they're doing and say, oh, my God, you know, getting yourself in the muck of bewildering sense, so-called sense enjoyment that's going to end in pain and suffering. Yeah, so it's day and night. That explain? Okay, anything else while we're... Okay, so thank you all very much for tolerating and staying with us and having good questions and good answers and good interest and good everything. And I wish you all good fortune in your continued study. But Narasingha Maharaj is coming next. He's taking over. So you'll be in better hands. And I wish you all continued good fortune in your study of Bhagavad Gita and in your teaching of Bhagavad Gita to others. Hare Krishna.
Jai
Guru Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. So tomorrow, which is Friday, yes, tomorrow we will meet at the same time. Should we meet? Yeah, let's keep things the same time. We'll meet in the same place at the same time tomorrow, and we'll continue with Kirtan reform. We'll also perhaps begin by showing some manuscript examples. Either we'll begin or we'll end by showing.